Welcome to the Grinders Ugly Podcast, where I'm your humble, gracious, loving host, Kyle Allen. And I am glad to be recording this. I am happy to be recording this. We're going to jump right in. But first, this is the Grinders Ugly Podcast. And if you like it, please like it, comment, share it, post it. It goes a long way. Review it. Send it to someone you think it might help. Send it to someone you might think, hey, this is something you could enjoy. Please do. Now that we got that out the way, let's jump right in. Content driving reality. Over the last couple weeks, if I'm being honest, I've almost felt stuck in what is my, like, what is going to be my digital footprint moving forward? And by digital footprint, I mean, like, who am I going to be online, right? Not saying I'm going to change who I am offline, but just what am I doing online? Because it's gotten to a point where being on socials used to be like, hey, man, this coffee's really good. That's what Facebook was. Oh, my God, I'm headed to the store. It was literally just, you were just showing what's on your mind. That's the first thing to Twitter, what's on your mind. Now it is literally the only way you can post. People do these dumps. They do the whole month. They do the whole year. They can't just post one because that's not the way the algorithm likes it. And my thing is, I get it. That's the game. The game is the game. And if you're going to be on there, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to be on socials, then I guess the idea is you have to play the game. Like, don't you want engagement? Don't you want more followers? Which I don't know how to express this. You're not going to get followers anymore. That day is over because now we're in the era of cool people. No one's going to like anything. No one's going to follow you because who are you for me to follow? When back in the day, it wasn't a popularity contest as much as it was, you just want to follow a bunch. It was just fun. That's what I'm saying. Social media was fun. Now it's a business where most people are failing. Where most people are going to get evicted because it's not a business predicated on anything real, anything foundational. It is a odd, strange weapon. Social media, everyone wants a brand deal. Everyone wants to attach a brand to a post that they don't even like or know, but they're doing it in hopes that maybe, oh, this brand will see me and I'll be a spokesperson. It's like, well, that's fine if that's what you really want. And I think socials has made it to where people don't even know what they want. They just know they want it. Whatever that it is hasn't been decided in their mind, but they are going to run towards it. And I ask, who's smarter? Who's wiser? The person that will sit very still for the right shot, or the person that's letting off the clip? That is literally subjective. Some people will say you're going to spend forever waiting. You miss 100 of the shots you don't take. I always hear that. And as much as that is true, you also miss a lot of shots that you take if they're bad shots. Like, what's the percentage? Okay, yeah, you went 5 of 55. Good for you. Is that... would you rather go 5 of 9? But some would say, this is more basketball talk, but some would say, hey, I'd rather die enormous than live dormant. I'd rather die enormous than live dormant. Some people would rather let out the clip and hey, I'm going out like that. Where some people are more studied and more careful. And it's up to you to decide what's better. But in this modern day, I think it's much better, much better, much better to stop. Even in my personal life, listen. Even in my personal life, there are things that I absolutely want to destroy. I'm gonna call it, there's times I want to destroy people. I'm going to absolutely obliterate them, annihilate, demolish, I don't know another word, Smash, Hulk Smash. It, because you'll go, listen, on my worst day, I'm not as foul as you. On my worst day, the worst of me, I'm not you. And a lot of times the worst of us are amongst the best of us, like they're the best of us, but they're really the worst of us. And that is just the truth. And they sit back and they're evil and they know they're evil, but they're good. They're front facing. They're good at front facing. If you see them though, they're smiling. They're doing good in life, whatever that means. But they're evil. And you will know a person by the fruit they bear. You need to ask yourself, the people that you follow, the people that you think are doing good, what's their fruit? And what I mean by that, who have they blessed? Who came up with them? Who's on the side of them? And I know people regardless, there's people that just because you guys aren't friends anymore or it doesn't work out, you still will know, it may have not worked out, but you're a dope individual and you helped a lot of people. And that's why I always love the mother of my children, because she, no matter what, bro, she helps people in real life, period, point blank. That is a fact. I've seen it and I know it. And when you know that, it helps you go through your life. Because how do I put this? No one wants perfection. I don't even, there's no fun in that. That's why I don't like Superman. Because he's really not allergic to kryptonite. Kryptonite really isn't his Achilles heel. He's come back from that a million times. He has no weaknesses. What's fun in that? You literally can't, there's nothing to, how do I root for someone that's perfect? It's why Jesus had to dumb himself down in a way. He tried to come and talk up in the sky. They were like, bro, we don't know what you're talking. No one wants perfection. No one does. We're humans. We actually hate perfection because all it does is put up a mirror to us about how we're not perfect, if that makes sense. And I think a lot of reason that's why people struggle with religion or Jesus or God, because they're like, I can never attain that. When in reality, no one's asking you to be perfect. And that's a whole other topic. All I'm saying to y'all is this. We are in an era of online perfection and in real life, pure nothing. Online, people are perfect, and in their real lives, they don't have anything. And I'm challenging my listener. Make sure your reality drives your content and not your content driving your reality. Thank you for listening to Grind Is Ugly podcast. I am your humble, gracious host, Kyle Allen. I thank you for listening. And we have more on the horizon. Video is coming soon because I'm just ready to grow. I'm not letting go of this podcast space. I don't care that it's oversaturated. It doesn't matter. You're listening right now, and that's the most important. And I appreciate it, and I thank you. I thank you for listening throughout the years. I thank you for taking this journey with me. It has not been easy. My journey in life has not been easy. Some self-inflicted, some not. But I'm going to maintain who I am as a person. And I challenge you to do that. No matter how hard life gets and no matter how great it gets, because the grind is ugly. And that does not mean there is not pockets and days and months of beauty. But just when it gets ugly, remember, keep your integrity. Keep who you are. And sometimes don't Hulk smash. Don't obliterate. Don't demolish. Because you sometimes want to have those relationships one day. And you don't want what you're doing right now to destroy what could become in 10 years. Thank you for listening.